Okay. In the Parashat Tzav, we have some of the details relating to the korbanos that were discussed in last week's Seder, but there's one korban that's not mentioned in Parashat Yikra that comes up in this Seder, and that's the korban todah. Now, it's Perek Zayin, Pesukim Yudal through Tesvav. The korban todah doesn't say exactly in the Torah when you're supposed to bring it. It says, todah akivenu, if you bring a korban todah. So Rashi in Chumash, in Perek Zayin, Pesuk Yud Beis, mentions four categories of people supposed to bring a korban todah: somebody crossed over an ocean, or the yam, somebody crossed through a desert, a person was sick and got better, and a person was in prison and got released. So those people have to bring a korban todah. So the implication, that's the discussion of one brachas in Afton Dalet, that those four people have to say what we call brachas agoma, have to bench goma, right? The end of brachas, the last parak of brachas mentions all these, I don't want to say random, all these different brachas they have to say on different occasions. So there it mentions that the arba chayav lahodos, these are the four people who are supposed to bench gomel after having undergone any one of these experiences. They're all considered to be dangerous types of experience. Somebody crosses over the ocean. That's a whole question, not for now, what the status is today. Today people, fly, it's not such a danger. And so, but anyway, in the days of the Gemara, traveling over the ocean or traveling through the desert, or a person who's cholish and is rapid, that's still very relevant today, and also this person was in prison and got released, he has to bench gomel. So Rashi kind of draws the equation and says that applies to the korban todah as well. The implication of Rashi is that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, you brought a korban todah. In the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, so we have a bruch, instead the birchas gomel. Rashi kind of makes that equation. There is a tosis that's quoted in Maseches Erchin on Daf Yud Aleph. Maseches Erchin, the standard editions, print the Shitim Kovetzes on the side of the page. Ever seen an Erchin? It's not the Shitim Kovetzes, long Shitim Kovetzes that we see in Tzubas or in Bava Kama and so on, but a Shitim Kovetzes is printed. So there on Erchin Daf Yud Aleph, it's quoted in Osvov, the name of Tosis, that there's never a chiyuv to bring a korban todah. There's no obligation. It's a proper thing to do, it's a good thing to do, it's the right thing to do, but there's no actual chiyuv. The language of the Torah is imal todah akivenu. Im means, most of the time, if there are places, a few places in the Torah, but it doesn't mean if, it means when, you have to do it. Im kesa talvez ami is a famous one. In any event, the Tosis that's quoted over there in Erchin seems to, by the Shita Lubetzis, seems to imply there's never an obligation to bring a korban todah in terms of a chiyuv. There is an obligation to bench kol. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos, Alachachas, the Rambam mentioned those four categories of people: the Yorda Yam, people who go to the ocean and go through the midbar, or go Cholish Nisrape, or someone who was released from prison has to bench gomel. That the Rambam writes. It doesn't mention anything about about relating necessarily to the korban todah. Although the Rosh in Brachos in Perek Tes, he does seem to imply that the bracha takes the place of the korban. So Rashi not a das yochid. It seems to be some questions after the nature of this relationship between the bracha of benching gomel, we call benching gomel, and the korban todah that was brought on for the thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for various different things. So one of the questions that comes up that may relate is how long after the event do you have to bench gomel? Let's say something happened to you. So the next day, the next week, the next year, how long do you have to bench gomel? What's the proper time frame? In terms of a side point of Cholish and Nisrapes, a year and a half ago, whenever I had a stroke or something though, so like Baruch Hashem recovered, the question is, when should I bench gomel? So I was looking into it a little bit, and I think the consensus was, that's what I thought, and Rav Roshachti said, Rav Soloveitchik said also, when you feel better, when you feel back to 100%, I don't know if anyone's ever 100%, but it's close to 100%. You feel you can do everything. So Baruch Hashem, I was able to bench gomel. But in researching the subject, I saw that the Divrei Chaim, that's Rav Chaim Halbertson and Rav Chaim Sanzer, the great Hasidish masters, but also a great apostate. So his tshuva was Divrei Chaim. He said, you have to feel like mamish you felt like before the incident happened. So the story they bring down is that sometimes he would bench gomel. It'd be years later, after the event happened, the Chassidim were wondering what happened. They thought something must have just happened. It was still the old story from a long time ago. But I think the more accepted view is that once you feel you're back to normal, doing everything you normally do, so you bench gomel then. But the Beis Yosef quotes, and according to Ramban, as a Ramban, you're really supposed to bench gomel within 3 days of the incident. And he quotes the Rabbi Yonah, and the Rashbam says 5 days. So different opinions. The Mishnah Berurah, it's a Korn Ches, and the Siman Ratio test in Orachaim. That's the Siman that talks about the bench and Gomel. So the Shulchan Aruch says the Chatchila 3 days, if possible, within 3 days. It's not really connected to Kriyas HaTorah per se. You should mention that now. It's not part of Kriyas HaTorah. But that's the time when everybody's listening. Focusing, and the Gemara does say that bench and Gomel should be done in the presence of 10 people. So you have, by Kriyas HaTorah, we give a clap, and everybody's kind of paying attention. That's where bench Gomel. It's not a din in Kriyas HaTorah per se. But anyway, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned some Ra'oah. He mentioned it for 30 days. Because the Ra'oah talks about waiting to get a minion. Let's say you don't have a minion, and today it's harder to imagine, but let's say someone lives out in the, just had Purim, the B'nai HaKfarim, whatever, lives out and doesn't always get a minion. So you can wait up to 30 days. He wasn't so worried about 3 days, 5 days, and so on. But I saw in a tshuva from Avad Yosef, Yabia Omer Chelek Gimel Chelek Arachim Tzimet Tezayim, he relates it to the Korban Todah. Being a carbon toda, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, we have a din of Baal Tacher. You're not supposed to bring a carbon. So usually it means by the first yontif, the different shitas in the Gemara, that by the first yontif, after you're supposed to bring the carbon, so then after that is Baal Tacher. So he suggests maybe, or quote some who suggest, that since it's related to the carbon, so then you should bench Gomel at least no later than by the first yontif after the incident happened. Okay, you have to figure out whether, again, it relates to the question of what's the connection between the carbon and the bracha. So different opinions of that Gemara. So relate to that Gemara. The three, or the three in order, or just one, the different sheets. There are a few different sheets, and that's going to go on in the first part of Rosh Hashanah. Has to be all three Bergolim, has to be three Bergolim in order, which could be as many as five, depending on how the calendar goes. Just one, that's connected to that Gemara. There's also a question that Chassam Sofer brings up. Ultimately, he decides against what he's going to propose in the beginning. Are women obligated to bench Gomel? Women obligated to bench Gomel. Why not? Well, if it's connected to the carbon, so you could argue, well, the carbon is only brought during the day. We don't have carbonus at night. So then it's a daytime, and so you can't bench Gomel at night either. You can't bench Gomel at night. So then it's in a category, perhaps, of a mitzvah shazman Gomel, so women shouldn't bench Gomel. That's what he suggests. At the end, he doesn't accept that, because he says, well, even if we compare it to the carbon, we don't compare the carbon all the way. You can't bench Gomel at night. I think the practice I saw in the Yerushalayim, the practice was that a woman, after she has a baby, she's supposed to bench Gomel. And I read, I think, in the Sefer Torah Seholedes by Rav Zilberstein, he said the Minig Yerushalayim, and here also sometimes the woman benches Gomel at the Shalom Zocha. If they had a baby boy, they have a Shalom Zocha. So that's when people are in the house, so she comes downstairs or whatever, she comes down the room, and they bench Gomel. That's only at night. So we're not where the Chassam Sofer himself goes against it. He just brings it up. Some also bring up the question of women. Is it okay for women to do it in front of, it's a theist question in front of all the men. So that's what some suggest. Mr. Bruce says maybe you should bench in front of women. She should bench Gomel in front of women. And Magen Avraham, also maybe it should be one man present. But Rabbi Yosef in a different tshuva, Chavadas Chela Gimel Simen Tezvav, said it's okay to do it from the women's section. A lot of times in shul, in my shul, if there's a woman who's coming in after having a baby or wants to bench Gomel for some other reason, so usually I announce that if I don't allow, I give a clap at the end of davening. I don't do it by the laning. I do it at the end of davening. Again, it has nothing per se to do with the laning. I just wanted to mention that yesterday somebody came to me that on Purim he was driving somewhere and then his child or the year old whatever was choking in the back of the car. And then by the time he pulled over, his wife said, pull over, and then he was okay. The question is, do you have to bench Gomel? The truth is, the text of the bracha is Agomel Chayovim Tovos. Agomel Chayovim. I mean, someone who really deserves punishment doesn't get punished. We assume that a child is not in the category of chayovim, so strictly speaking, not necessary. As I said to him, you can thank Hashem anyway. It's okay. You want to thank Hashem in other ways to thank Hashem, but the technical bracha of bench and gomel is a gomel l'chayovim. Sometimes people hear, they say it wrong. It says, because the text is hagomel l'chayovim tovos. So no, it should be hagomel l'chayovim tovim. No, it's hagomel l'chayovim kama. Tovos, right? It's a gomel. The tovos, it's not modifying the word chayovim. It's not chayovim tovim. It's a gomel chayovim tovos. That's anyway. So it applies only to chayovim. So therefore, for a little child, then you have to figure out also. You really have to have been in danger. A near miss might not categorize. Let's say you're walking, might not qualify. Let's say you're walking down the street and something falls out the window. So 2 seconds ago, 2 minutes ago, you were right over there. So the mice, you weren't in danger. I once had a situation where I skidded off a road, and I was in the middle lane. I went off the road, and I was okay, fine, and pulled over. and a truck was behind. He pulled over to see if I was okay. A truck driver came out. Now, the truth is, had there been another car in that lane, I would have been smashed, God forbid. I would have been, but there was no other car in the lane. I just went right to the shoulder, to the shoulder. So I was fine. But this, I didn't think I had a bench going because Lamaisa, I wasn't in danger. But the truck driver came to me and goes, you know, I have my yarmulke on, goes, your God was smiling at you today. That's what he said to me. So he recognized it. So, you know, but I didn't bench Goma, but I thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu another way. So it doesn't have to be only through bench and Goma. Have a good day, everybody.